we're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The Creative Entrepreneur, making and selling physical goods. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. Today, I want to chat about the upcoming holiday sales season with a specific eye towards supply chain issues, shipping delays, and labor shortages that are causing massive problems for small businesses, particularly those of us that are selling physical products. So some quick background info here. There has been a shortage of paper, hard goods, glassware, cardboard, and wood products for several months now. And this is just a few of the areas facing supply issues. There have been huge delays with import and export shipments from overseas, as well as domestic delays with smaller shipping suppliers. One of our labs members shared with me today that they ordered their Q4 shipping supplies in August and received them at the end of September. One of our Paper Camp alumni has a shipping container of product stranded on a boat off the shore of California, and it's been there for over a month. Imagine having product in a boat in a container for over a month, and it's super close, but you can't get to it. How frustrating, right? Our economy is also facing labor shortages, which has a trickle-down effect to all of us. So for example, paper mills don't have enough people to work right now, which means that their production has slowed down, which means that there is less paper available in the market, which means that printers are raising prices and having less paper options when it comes to product packaging or saleable products that they're creating for people. One of our Paper Camp alums who makes greeting cards says that her local printer only has 20 cases of the paper she uses remaining in stock and that they don't know when they'll be able to get more. And her order will take at least 2 of those cases. He says he's scrambling to get more, but the supply has been very difficult. So while we have no control over this overarching supply chain issue, shipping delays, and labor shortage, there are steps that we can take right now to minimize disruptions to your business and ensure that you're ready for the Q4 holiday sales season. First, we need to recognize and acknowledge that we can only control what we can control. We don't control the flow of materials. We don't control the decisions other businesses are making. We don't control the availability of product. We don't control how many other businesses are in the queue ahead of us for manufacturing. So we have to work within the confinements of some of this and get creative. Second, I want you to order extra inventory now to have on hand throughout Q4. If you have the cash flow and the ability to order more of your best-selling products, I want you to do that now. I would encourage you to order in larger quantities than you probably have in the past. You don't necessarily have to order everything you sell, but strategically look at your product mix and look at what your best sellers are and forecast. Do a little bit of forecasting and estimating of what you think you'll need more of for the holiday season. Now, if you don't have the cash flow, that's okay. But I do want you to recognize that you may sell out of some things, and it may be difficult to replenish your inventory quickly as you start to get into the holiday season. And if that's the case, it's okay. You can just put a note that you're sold out of things. But if you have the cash flow and ability and the space to store the inventory, I would like you all to order more products sooner than later so that you have more back stock to pull from when you need it. Third, plan ahead for your January releases. Many of you listening sell wholesale, and that will be your next big release. Again, if you have the cash flow, I would recommend that you run these products ASAP. I would much rather that you have this inventory in stock, ready to ship, waiting on your shelves, waiting on you to launch it, rather than experiencing any sort of manufacturing or shipping delays that would throw off your release schedule. So again, if you're able, plan ahead. I know January seems far away and we're trying to get through the holiday season still, but if you have the cash flow and the space, I would order that product now. Fourth, set your holiday direct-to-consumer shipping deadlines early. Like early. and clearly communicate with your customers about those deadlines in multiple places and multiple times. Seriously, you cannot over-communicate your shipping deadlines enough, I promise you. I want you to add it to your website header, include it in your checkout process, share it on social media repeatedly, put it in your social media bio, put the details in your email footer for every email that goes out from you, and put it in any and all of your email newsletters that go out. You could even create like a cool footer that goes out in your newsletters. In addition to sharing your shipping deadlines with customers, also use each of these touch points as an opportunity to educate them about what's going on in the industry at large. Tell them about domestic and international shipping delays. Encourage them to order early and remind them as often as you possibly can that once the shipment leaves your studio, you have no control over how fast it arrives. We want to set and reaffirm expectations about these shipping delays and holiday deadlines as often as we can, and in so many places throughout our marketing. And obviously, that's just to help manage expectations. We'll still have some issues that we have to deal with on the customer service side, but the clearer we can be, the more consistent we can be, and the more times we can repeat ourselves, will hopefully diminish any pushback that we receive from customers. Fifth, I want you to remember that you are human. And you are doing your best. As I said earlier, much of what is happening here, and in fact, all of it, is out of our control. It's out of your control. But you are doing your best to provide a great product and an excellent shopping experience to all of your customers. So keep doing your best and remember how much people appreciate you and your products. When things get tough, think about those warm, fuzzy notes that you have and the impact that you're making on the world. So just to recap here, one, remember that you can only control what you can control. Two, order extra inventory for Q4 so that you don't run out and be strategic in how you allocate your dollars there. Three, order new products for your January release early so that it doesn't alter your release schedule in January. And four, clearly and consistently communicate with your customers about ordering deadlines and shipping delays. And then of course, fifth, give yourself a break, cut yourself some slack. You're doing your best and we need to remember that at all times. Before I sign off, I wanted to remind you about a free class that I have. It's called Deciding What to Delegate in 3 Simple Steps. I know that many of you are searching for help within your business, and this free class will help you identify what to outsource in your business so that you stop feeling like you're a bottleneck. So head to prooftoproduct.com/delegate to enroll. All right, friends, that's all I have for you today. I'll be back next week with a new episode.